Right. If any man's work defile the temple of God, the word im is the word toton in the Greek. In that verse 17, that word im is from the Greek word toton, T-O-U-T-O-N. Are we together? T-O-U-T-O-N. It means this or that or the same. So if any man's work defile the temple of God, that shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. It will imply that sound doctrine is that which builds the believer. Sound doctrine is that which builds the believer. Any other teaching or a different teaching is therefore defilement. A different teaching is defilement to the saints. A different teaching apart from Christ is a defilement to the nature and the essential characteristics of the believer. Any different teaching is defilement to the believer. And that is already burnt, is already a waste. So the apostles were strong, very strong about what we teach, very strong about what we lay upon the foundation, which is already built. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you find Paul speaking there from verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Are we there? Verse 3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. He essentially shows us the gospel as the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. Are we together? And that is the explanation of the scriptures. That is why he said according to the scriptures, how that he died for our sins according to the scriptures. The death, burial, and the resurrection of Christ is that sound explanation. That sound explanation of the scriptures. By the time you look at verse 10, Paul says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach and so ye believed. What did he mean by I or they? In context, it will refer to the apostles. He's saying that all the holy apostles and prophets, they had the same message. The same message. Christ, hallelujah, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. In verse 12, he says, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some amongst you that there is no resurrection of the dead? So false doctrine will be contrary to what the apostles already set down. A different narrative, hallelujah, a different content, a different approach. A different narrative, a different content, a different approach. Sound doctrine, therefore, is Christ's sacrifice and his accomplishment. Sound doctrine is Christ's sacrifice and his accomplishment. In Ephesians chapter 3, I'll read from verse 1. Paul writing to the saints in Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 1. If you are there, can we shout glory? Okay. If you are there, let's shout glory. All right, from verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God. Now, what did Paul mean here by dispensation? He wasn't saying a time. The word dispensation there is from the Greek word oikonomos. O-I-K-O-N-O-M-O-S. Oikonomos. It means stewardship. Stewardship. It will imply ministry, that which you receive to be faithful unto. Hallelujah. Of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you all. Verse 3, are we there? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Verse 6 says, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. It will imply that this gospel is for all, that the Gentiles should be partakers as well. Are we together? In verse 7, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach amongst the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Hallelujah. It calls the ministry the unsearchable riches of Christ. Hallelujah. The word unsearchable there is from the Greek word anex ikniastos. I'll spell for us. A-N-E-X-A-N-E-X-I-C-H-N-I-A-S-T-O-S. A-N-E-X-I-C-H-N-I-A-S-T-O-S. That word is used by Paul in Romans 11, verse 33. In Romans chapter 11, in verse 33. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Are we there? Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. So when he says unsearchable, he's showing us that the riches of Christ, which is the doctrine of Christ, cannot be humanly tracked out. It cannot be humanly found. How that sound doctrine, hallelujah, is immaterial. The message and the content is spiritual. Spiritual riches. Whenever a believer starts saying what unbelievers can relate with in their naturality, whenever he starts teaching things that are natural principles of life, that is no longer sound doctrine. Hallelujah. Sound doctrine is spiritual. It is the revelation of the Spirit. The Spirit giving revelation of the Old Testament scriptures. Sound doctrine is the essence of ministry. All there is to ministry is words. What we say, what we explain, and how we explain. Sound doctrine is the steering wheel. The steering wheel of the New Testament ministry. Sound doctrine is navigation and direction to us. Hallelujah. It is the steering wheel of the New Testament ministry. We can say that outside sound doctrine, every other thing is destruction and confusion. Hallelujah. To neglect and to depart from sound Bible teaching is to make shipwreck of faith. To neglect and to depart from accurate Bible teaching is to make shipwreck of faith. Paul speaking to Timothy, a pastor, or the pastor of the church of Ephesus, told him in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let's open our Bibles there. Verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. He says, if you're there, shout glory. I want to wait for us. Are we there now? All right. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What was Paul saying? When Paul told him study, it's not referring to opening the Bible, as it were, and or writing, even though that's very important. Study there means diligence, to make every possible effort. It's from the word spodazo in the Greek. S-P-O-U-D-A-Z-O. S-P-O-U-D-A-Z-O. Spodazo. That word was used in Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. In verse 10, as forward. Galatians 2:10, you have that word used there, as forward. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. That word was used as endeavor in the KJV translation. Endeavor. To endeavor to keep the bond of peace, the unity. Are we together? In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11. Hebrews 4 verse 11. That word was used as labor. Labor to enter into the rest. Labor. Glory to God forevermore. In Titus chapter 3 verse 12. That word was used as diligent. To be diligent. In 2 Timothy 4 verse 9. Make all thy diligence to come unto me. That word, make all thy diligence. In 2 Timothy 4:21, make all thy diligence. So what was Paul telling Timothy? Make all possible effort, every possible effort, every possible labor to show thyself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word show there is to present, to treat yourself as you are. Make every possible effort to present thyself as proven and tested of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speaking to Timothy, Timothy was a man that was already proven by Paul. In Philippians 2 verse 19 to 22, Paul was speaking about Timothy. He said, I have no man like-minded that will naturally care for your state, for all men mind their own things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, ye know the proof of Timothy, that as a son with the father, he had served me in the gospel. So Timothy was a man already proven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A good minister. In 1 Timothy 4 verse 6, he says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of the Lord Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast already attained. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 3 verse 10, Paul speaking about Timothy, he says, thou hast fully known my doctrine. So Timothy is actually a sound minister. Albeit, Paul was still telling him to make every possible effort to present himself in that capacity. Hallelujah. Speaking about him, he says, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That word rightly dividing shows the exactness of presenting the gospel. That word rightly dividing shows the exactness of presenting the gospel. In the Greek, the word is ototomio. You have it used in the literal setting of mining. For example, when someone is to mine, he wants to mine out a natural resource like gold. That is an excavatory work. Are we together? Are we together? Such duty does not need innovation. Are we together? So when Paul said rightly dividing, he was simply telling Timothy not to innovate, but to simply present the simplicity of the gospel. Because that is safety for us. Hallelujah. Safety for the saints in Ephesus. Safety for the saints you are discipling. Hallelujah. Safety for the church. There is no additional impute again. All revelation there is already laid down. Timothy, present it that way. Hallelujah. Don't be wiser. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just stay with the simplicity. Rightly dividing the word of truth. In the same book, a pastoral epistle written by Paul to Timothy. In 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let's open the Bibles there. 1 Timothy 4. Sound doctrine does not need a revised edition. It does not need an improvement. That is why it's already old. It's already sound, all in itself. In 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Once there, shout glory. Hallelujah. Verse 13. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself only to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Verse 16, are we there? Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. In doing this, in staying with the integrity of the message, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Hallelujah. Why are we strong in this church on sound doctrine? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is because outside sound Bible teaching, all we have is destruction. Glory to God forevermore. In fact, you won't be able to differentiate herbalist from a preacher today outside the teaching of God's word. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. Falsehood is the parent of false converts. Falsehood is the parent of false converts. When a man calls himself a preacher of the gospel, and by the time he holds mic on a crusade ground, all he's talking about are material things, it is obvious that no man is saved in that instance. Glory to God forevermore. Until we teach well the word of God, there is no salvation. Until we teach well and stay with the integrity of God's word, there is no spiritual growth. Until we teach well the integrity of God's word, there is no ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Preservation is staying with Bible doctrine. It's staying with sound doctrine. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, look at verse 3, everyone. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. It is that strong. Very strong. When it says charge, the word charge is from the Greek word paragelo. P-A-R-A-G-G-E-L-O. Paragelo. It is like a military order, a military instruction, a strict command. Hallelujah. That must be adhered unto very strictly. That thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than godly edifying which is in faith. He's saying that true doctrine is faith. Look at verse 4. By using the word which is in faith, he's saying that true doctrine, sound doctrine, is faith. And that is what ministers godly edification. Edification, spiritual growth, and nourishment is in faith. Is in right Bible appraisal. Right Bible teaching. Hallelujah. In verse 10 of verse 11. Let me read 10 to 11. For all mongers, for them that defy themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. When he says sound doctrine there, he explains what sound doctrine is to us again in verse 11. The glorious gospel of the blessed God. Someone is saying, are you saying everything we will keep saying is just the gospel, that's it. Glory to God. Glory to God. To swear from that is to not minister Christ or not to be the minister of Christ. Hallelujah. When all you say or what you say, even if it's not all, in church, at a Christian meeting, at the principles of business success, you are a false teacher already. You have not placed value and premium on saints, on their spiritual well-being. Hallelujah. So the work is very strict and very defined. Very strict and well-defined. Sound doctrine. That word sound is the word in the Greek, euagiano. H-U-G-I. H-U-G-I. A-I-N-O. Euagiano. What does it mean? It means LD. It means save. That word euagiano is used in Luke chapter 5, verse 31. Luke chapter 5, verse 31. Luke chapter 5, verse 31. Hallelujah. Are you there? And Jesus answering said unto them, they that are old need not a physician, but they that are sick. In Luke 7 verse 10. Luke 7 verse 10. The word old. That word old in Luke 5:31. Luke 7, 10. Are we there? And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant old that had been sick. The word old. Hallelujah. Luke 15. Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. Verse 27. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and the father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. That word safe and sound. That word safe and sound. Paul's letter to Timothy and to Titus can be summarized just by one singular word, sound doctrine. But ask that what is the topic, or better still, another word for Paul's letters to Timothy and to Titus, it is sound doctrine. Because that is all there is to ministerial legacy. Hallelujah. That is all there is to ministerial legacy. That is all there is to ministry. But accurate presentation of the gospel from the Old Testament scriptures. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, look at verse 3. You see Paul again mentioning that and speaking about that very intimately. 1 Timothy 6, 3. If any man teach otherwise, are we there? And consent not to awesome words, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine, say the doctrine, which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt mind, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Are we there? For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and awful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which why some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Verse 11, are we there? But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. He's saying to wrestle with doctrine. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight. That is more like what you do agonizingly. Hallelujah. With strenuous zeal, the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Epilambanomai. Lay hold. You stick to it firmly on eternal life. He's saying doctrine is eternal. Hallelujah. He's calling essentially doctrine the doctrine of eternal life. Letting us see that the facts and the details of sound doctrine is eternal, not material. Hallelujah. 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 That is why the focus of Christ's teaching was on his eternal kingdom. Jesus in Luke 12, 15 says, beware of covetousness. For a man's life, hallelujah, consisted not in the abundance of things which he possesses. Sound Bible teaching focuses on spiritual realities and not on material accumulation. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, I'll read from verse 8 to 13. Let's see what Paul was telling Timothy again. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. If you are there, can you shout glory? Verse 9. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. Say his own purpose. And grace which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ. All these things he's explaining here are the ingredients and the essence of what sound doctrine is. Hallelujah. Is salvation not based on our works, not based on our performances, but according to his own purpose and grace. In verse 10 it says, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and brought life, which is immortality, to light through the gospel. Verse 11, want to go? Everybody? A preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Verse 12, want to go? For the which cause I also suffered these things. Nevertheless, I am not, For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Verse 13, loud and clear. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith, which is in. He's saying that sound doctrine is in faith and in love in Christ Jesus. Sound doctrine is in faith, or sound words in faith, in love, which is in Christ Jesus. Was telling him to hold fast. Hallelujah. 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 Ministry is in the words and the doctrine, the accuracy of the doctrine that you have received. It's a pity today that when we have instances of ministers of God going home to be with the Lord, you will now find it very difficult to see people that will continue with ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That already shows that the one who has gone home to be with the Lord has not done any ministry. Hallelujah. Men are the fruit of sound doctrine, not things, not buildings. Hallelujah. Men with the gospel. Paul will say in Philippians 4:1, 1 Thessalonians 2:19, ye are my crown of rejoicing, dearly beloved, that I longed after. Hallelujah. My joy and rejoicing. My crown. Men that we continue and hold to the truth, those are the proof of ministry. Why sound doctrine? When we leave sound doctrine and we exchange it for material things, hallelujah, we no longer have ministry. We no longer have men. We no longer have disciples. We no longer have fruit of true ministry. In Titus chapter 1, Paul speaking to Titus in verse 9, hallelujah, speaking about those to put into leadership. You observe that in verse 5, he has already told Titus, he said, for this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders, are you there? In every city as I appointed thee. He told Timothy the same thing in 1 Timothy 3 verse 15, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself. Hallelujah. In the house of God, the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth, the pillar and the steadfastness of truth. Are we in Titus 1 now? Look at verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayer. There is no conviction and persuasion today outside accurate Bible explanation. Accurate and precise presentation of the gospel. Holding fast the word of faith, or the faithful word, as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound, healthy teaching, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayer. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert all houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. Hallelujah. In Paul's teaching, he made very clear in his presentation and content what sound doctrine is and what sound doctrine is not. Hallelujah. Are we together? Why are they mentioning things that are... Can't we just stay with just saying what it is? No. Discernment is produced when you are able to differentiate it for your hearers. Hallelujah. What sound doctrine is not in this context is those who are given to fill the locker. In fact, in verse 10, it says, especially day of the circumcision. Very clear in Jesus' teaching and that of his apostles is to show us legalism and materialism as the enemies of faith. Hallelujah. Legalism and materialism as the enemies of faith. In explaining what the gospel is, you see it very clearly what the gospel is not. In Titus 1 verse 13, look at it. The next verse, or the next two verses, says, this witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. That's God's will for the believer. Sound, LD, in Bible doctrine. In Titus chapter 2, verse 1, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged man may be sober, grave, are you there? Temperate, sound in faith, in charity and in patience. Sound in faith, in charity and in patience. Paul showed clearly how that there is no ministry today outside right Bible explanation. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, he explains to us how that when he says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Look at it. 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. Glory to God forevermore. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto Gentiles, believed on in the word, received up into glory. That is sound doctrine. Hallelujah. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 10 and verse 11. Look at it. 1 Timothy 4. Verse 10 and 11. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, that is, or most importantly, or better still in particular, of those that believe. He calls salvation the reason for ministry. Salvation, what Christ has done, the reason for ministry. In 1 Timothy 5, look at verse 17. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 5, verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Who is an elder in faith? An elder in faith is no one that has gray hair, neither is he one without gray hair. An elder in faith is one who labors in word and doctrine. An elder in faith is not known by the presence or absence of gray hairs. An elder in faith is one who is sound or who labors in word and doctrine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Look at verse 5. Paul speaking about Timothy says again, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that is in thee also. He calls sound doctrine unfeigned faith. Unfeigned faith. In 2 Timothy 1:8, we've read that, the gospel. The gospel. 2 Timothy 2, look at verse 8 and 9. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. That is sound doctrine. Christ raised from the dead. 2 Timothy chapter 2, we've read verse 15. Now look at verse 16 to 19. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16 to 19. Once you're there, can you shout glory? But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase the more unto ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a cancer. A version we say gangrene, of whom is Amenios and Philetus, who concerning the truth have held, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. That is what wrong Bible teaching does. It overthrows the trust and the faith of some. When I come before a believer and I say, this earring you are using, these things you are using, no matter what it is, will not make you to make heaven. Hallelujah. What have you done? You've just overthrown the faith and trust of men. Hallelujah. What you are doing because of your action. In fact, to start with, there is nothing called making heaven. Because the word make in itself is an effort. The word make there is founded in works and performances. Hallelujah. And sound doctrine is not according to our works, but his own purpose, what he did in Christ. Are we together? Wrong Bible teaching sends men to hell today and removes assurance and persuasion from believers. Wrong Bible teaching sends men to hell. It removes assurance and persuasion from the believer. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Say, standeth sure. Having the seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Depart from false teaching. Depart from iniquity. So there is no ministry today outside accurate Bible explanation. There is no ministry today outside accurate Bible explanation. That is why Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy 3, look at verse 14. Take some time to explain that. 2 Timothy 3, verse 14, if you are there, shall glory. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. That word learned there is to have learned as a disciple. Continue means to stay, to abide, hallelujah, to be rigid in. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned. Verse 15, are we there? And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. When Paul told Timothy that from a child, what was he saying there? The word child there is the Greek word brephos. The word child there is from the Greek word brephos. B-R-E-P-H-O-S. Brephos implies an infant or a stage of immaturity. In Luke 1:41, you have that word used as a babe. In Luke 1:44, you have that word used as a babe. Hallelujah. Luke 2 verse 12, a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, a babe. Are we together? Acts 7 verse 19, you have that word used as young children. Peter used the word brephos in 1 Peter 2 verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, as newborn babes. So when Paul said, and that from a child thou hast known, Paul, therefore, was speaking about the trend of Timothy's spiritual growth. How Timothy grew, and that from a child thou hast known. The word known there implies a valued acquaintance. That which he has known consistently in his trend of spiritual growth. Is the word Ido. That word known is the word Ido. H-I-D-O in the Greek. And that from a child thou hast had a valued and constant appraiser of the Holy Scriptures. When he says Holy Scriptures, he's referring to what? Genesis to Malachi. Are we together? From a child, thou hast had that valued appraiser, acquaintance of the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. The word able speaks of inherent ability, dunamai, which are able to make thee wise. What did he mean by wise? The word wise there is the Greek word sophizo. What did I call it? Sophizo. S-O-P-H-I-Z-O. That word is used just twice in the New Testament Greek lexicon. Used in this place, 2 Timothy 3:15 and in 2 Peter 1:16. 2 Peter 1 verse 16. Cunningly devised. Cunningly devised. Sophizo implies training. Skillfulness because of training. He's saying, Timothy, from a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures, are we together, which have the ability in itself to train in salvation through faith which is in Christ. It will mean that Timothy's personal spiritual growth is in that same acquaintance of what the Scriptures represent. Are we together? That from a child that has known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise in salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. He's showing us that faith in Christ Jesus is training and skillfulness. Faith in Christ, the faith of Christ, is training and skillfulness. Hallelujah. What makes a man to open his mouth today and talk like a quack, hallelujah, an untrained person, is simply because of the absence of sound doctrine. Glory to God. There's something called skillfulness. Skillfulness in teaching and presenting. Sound doctrine builds such skillfulness. Consistency in sound doctrine gives birth to skillfulness. Hallelujah. In ministry. That's what Paul was saying. And that from a child, hallelujah, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise in salvation through faith which is in Christ. Verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Observe very carefully today that while we looked at the book of Timothy, we've seen doctrine in several instances. Are we together? So when he's saying it's profitable for doctrine, he's not listing many things in this verse. Rather, mentioning doctrine as that major profitability of the scriptures. The other things he mentions, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, those are the results of doctrine. Are we together? Are we together? Look at it again. Look at it again. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Doctrine which is for reproof, which is for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. Because from chapter 1 of 1 Timothy, he has been mentioning doctrine. Are we together? Doctrine there is teaching. In teaching is reproof. That's what he's saying. Reproof there implies persuasion and conviction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is correction. In that is correction. The straightening of our minds. Are we together? What Paul will say in Romans 12 verse 2, or explain in that way as the renewal of mind, spiritual growth. He now explains again, instruction in righteousness. Sound doctrine, therefore, is the ingredient, hallelujah, the nourishment for persuasion, for straightening mindset, and for training in righteousness. Why is sound doctrine? Nourishment, persuasion, training is what accurate Bible teaching bears. In verse 17, it says that the man of God may be perfect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When it says perfect, what does it mean? What did it mean there? Perfect there means complete and fitted for function. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. When you see a well-taught believer is ever ready to teach, ever ready to do the work of ministry. Hallelujah. You won't see probability about him. Why? He's already perfected and equipped. That's what it means by perfect. Truly furnished unto every good work. Which good work? The work of ministry. What Paul was telling Timothy, glory to God, to do was the same thing he was telling the church of Ephesus about what the ministry gift does or do. In Ephesians 4:11, and he gave some apostles, hallelujah, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting, katatismos, that was perfecting there, katatismos, K-A-T-A-R-T-I-S-M-O-S, K-A-T-A-R-T-I-S-M-O-S. The word katatismos is essentially the same root. The root of that word is essentially the same word used as perfect and thoroughly furnished in 2 Timothy 3:15 or 3:17 rather. Are we together? Essentially the same word. The root word is atios. A-R-T-I-O-S. Atios. So when it says in 2 Timothy 3:17 that the man of God may be perfect, Paul, are we together, uses the word atios there. When he now says thoroughly furnished, he uses the word exartizo. Are we together? So what Paul was telling Timothy to do by sound doctrine was the same thing he explained to Ephesus, the saints in Ephesus, about what ministry gifts does to them. Are we together? The perfecting, the equipping. Let's open about there. Ephesians 4:12. Hallelujah. As a round off this teaching. Ephesians 4:12. Hallelujah. For the equipping of saints, the katatismos, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, are we all there? That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleights of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Stability, discernment, hallelujah, is the product of sound doctrine in men. Stability. Paul will speak about Galatians 1:6. I marvel that he are so soon removed. They were not stable. He says, there be some that trouble you, they unsettle. Hallelujah. When a man is well grounded in doctrine, those who are not will look at that man and they will say, this man is stubborn. Hallelujah. That means the work has settled in that man. This one has tough skin, oh. Very rigid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because sound doctrine is not subjected to any external factor. Sound doctrine is not subjected to any external change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not tossed to and fro. Glory to God forevermore. Not carried about with every wind of doctrine. By the slate of men and cunning craftiness, whereby the lying wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, what does it mean when it says speaking the truth in love? In context, it's very clear. Hallelujah. Explaining well, perfecting saints, edifying saints. In love, there is not sentiment. Rather, it is the opposite of it. Some people say, why are they very strict in the way they are saying it? Paul was strict. Jesus was strict. They all gave alarming instructions and warnings against false teaching. When there is an absence of instruction and rebuke in your teaching, you are already a false teacher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Truth must be sounded well. There must be an alarming, a strong ringing out of truth on your lips. Glory to God forevermore. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Quickly open to Colossians 2. So round off. Colossians 2. Glory to God forevermore. Verse 18. Colossians 2. Let me start from verse 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon, of the Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come. Are we there? But the body is Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, that's Christ, are we together? From whom all the body, by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministered and knit together, increased with the increase of God. When a man holds the head, from which the body, by joints and bands, having nourishment minister. Hallelujah. When he holds the head, that is speaking the truth in love. Glory to God. When in his message and in his motive, edification of saints, hallelujah, is the reason for everything. That is speaking the truth in love. It will come as a rebuke. Rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in faith. In Hebrews 13, as we round off this teaching, open your Bible there. Hebrews 13. Hebrews chapter 13. There is no ministry outside sound doctrine. Hallelujah. No fruit of ministry outside sound doctrine. Hebrews 13. The writer of the book of Hebrews presents to us again very clearly. Are you there? Are you there? I'll read from verse 20. Hebrews chapter 13 from verse 20. Look at it. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. If you pray this prayer from today, hallelujah, till tomorrow, or anytime without having a sound teacher or a local church like we have here, glory to God, it can never come to pass. Because it wasn't just praying. In verse 17, he has already told them the how of being perfect in every good work. In verse 17, look at it. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves for the watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not wheat, for that is unprofitable for. So when it says makes you perfect in every good work, that is in your submission to training, in your submission to sound doctrine. Are we together? As taught by the pastor. Sound doctrine is the steering wheel of spiritual growth. Sound doctrine is the steering wheel of the New Testament ministry. To say no to accurate Bible teaching, hermeneutics, and explanation is actually to detest Jesus. It is to detest Jesus and to detest all he has done. A good estimation of Jesus, an excellent estimation of what Christ has done, is in staying solid, standing true, hallelujah, to the truth of God's word. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4 verse 2, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. In verse 3 it says, for the time will come when men will no longer endure sound doctrine. Sound doctrine is not to be enjoyed, hallelujah, it is to be endured. Sound doctrine is that which we suffer for Christ on account of. Sound doctrine inspires submission and obedience. Can we just lift our hands and just speak in other tongues? So I give my heart to him. I stay solid, firm in faith, sound in faith. I'm not wavering. I'm unwavering. I'm unwavering. I'll continue. I'll stay with this tradition. Just open your mouth and pray in other tongues. Open your mouth and pray in other tongues. Mambra hakta says, Shaba babaleke sovronondo pregadizes. Barake sefrenembro hokto falide hatis. Eperebabananon shabra.